Welcome to Bounce with Zanella Morrison, the podcast that has conversations with extraordinary, ordinary people. So we're having so much fun here on Eat Up, Drink Up. I'm chatting to Matlo, and we have been waiting for this conversation for a while because both of us are extremely passionate about recycling, right? We weren't brought up understanding recycling. It is not a big culture in South Africa, which is such a pity. But I think for me, there's so much common sense in how you need to make sure that the things that come out of your house is enabled to create a safer environment. They need to go to where they need to go to be recycled and be used up again. I love this world that we live in, and we've got to prepare it and keep it safe for our children. What is your motivation for being so passionate about recycling?
I think in most cases, people say your body is your temple. I think we need to adopt the words, your environment is your temple. Because if you don't have perfect oxygen, why are we even living? So what you throw out your window in your car is going to impact the environment. We take it lightly in that it's out of my own environment. But what is it doing to the next person that's stopping by? Simple thing like a bottle.
Exactly.
Or throw plastic. Throw it out. A car gets a tire puncture. This is the implications of our actions. So
throw out a plastic out of a window, you make the environment ugly. That plastic impacts the ground that it's on. It impacts an animal who eat it. If it lands up in the sea, there isn't somebody automatically walking after you to clean up after you. So I agree with that. In your household as well, throwing everything into the dustbin, food and a glass and a plastic. Why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you just, everything just goes into the same dirt bag?
Because it impacts the circularity. In technical terms, we normally use the word circularity in terms of what comes in must go back again to be useful. In terms of plastic, let's create more plastic from the plastic that came into our households. So if you don't separate it and put it in the dedicated bin for plastic, for bottles, for aluminium, and food goes into another bin, we are not creating a chance of that particular element of or packaging material being recreated and reused in another product that will come back to us. So the circularity is also helping us in that. Let's reuse it again. Why do we have to throw it out and render it useless? So cleaning them out, packing them separately in their own bins, and the food that we could not consume. It should be minimal of it that comes out of our households. It needs to go into a compost bin. The compost bin then goes to where? Into your garden. And into your garden, you produce more food. So everything circulates around, and you save costs in terms of whatever that you're doing, because you can sell off the waste that you come that comes out of your household from various entities that get the recyclables from your household. You can do that. But if you do that and you take them into the general bin that comes from the municipality, you are doing a service to our waste pickers that are all over the show doing a brilliant job in terms of making sure that the waste that you have rendered into the municipality van goes into the necessary recycling activities. So let's just play that role and help the system. We beg again onto the value, the chain, even in packaging. There's that chain, the connectivity.
So I want to really simplify it. Let's go back to the house. So you are consuming jam, coffee, all of the stuff. It's in glass, right? So all you have to do is rinse out the glass and put all these glasses in one plastic bag, example. You keep the plastic bag until it's full, right? And you keep it somewhere where it doesn't need to be seen. I normally put it under my kitchen sink. Every single glass goes in there. And when it's full, I can even throw it away into the normal bin, but it's wrapped up in plastic. So if there's a waste picker who comes across it, it is just the glass in that plastic. It's clean. It's not mixed up with food. They don't have to be touching food, whatever. They take it. That's how I explain it at home, right? So we're doing a job for the guy who's going to make money when he finds this glass, because we don't know where to take it to make money. Same thing with plastic. The plastic, we take it out, we open the lid, we crush it, and we put it into its own bag. And when it's full, we wrap it up, it goes separate. I even say at home that when we moved and we didn't have a compost, because it sounds complicated now, right? Sophisticated compost heap. Okay, so what's that all about, right? You used to buy the salt that goes with it. So you put it in there. You put the what do you call it, by the way? Buku. What do you call the
bokashi?
Bokashi. Uh-huh. So you buy the bokashi sand and you throw it in there. It's a bit of a job. So when we moved, I even said to my gardener, just make a hole in the ground. Just make a hole in the ground. When we have food, we're going to pop it in there while we're in transit and close it up. It doesn't have to go into the dustbin. It smells. It's going to look terrible wherever it's going. It's going to rot. People are going to have to be touching it while they're trying to clean my waste. Mm-hmm. Can it be literally as simple as that? And why is this difficult for us to absorb?
I think it's a culture that you adopt. If you do it like I do it in my household, it was a pain for my family in the beginning. Mm. They were like, which bin do we have to use? It takes normal day to day, and it needs a champion. In as much as we have champions in retail, in manufacturing, we need champions in a family like what you're doing. At some point, it will be very easy for the family to do, because they would understand why they are doing it, and also it benefits them in the long run. And I think composting sounds very daunting, but as you get used to it, you even love the worms that you find in the bin.
Mm.
And because if you see that compost come out into your flowers and your flowers bloom, and you've got that spinach, simple thing as a spinach, onto your plate, that's what got my husband to change his mind about this whole thing.
Really? So I've done the warming. I mean, that is absolutely incredible, because you can also make the liquid, mm-hmm. right, that seeps up at the bottom. Uh-huh. And that's now your compost juice uh-huh. that you now spray onto your field. These are also teaching these things to kids is also a form of, I mean, I think there's a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities that can come from waste. We have so much waste, and waste actually can equal money. Do you have examples of opportunities that waste creates for people? And one of the greatest ones are the guys that I see every day with those massive bags. People don't like them. I love those people, because they're earning a living.
Mm-hmm.
They're earning a living every single day. They wake up earlier than you and I, and they're out there in your bin, in the area, collecting and building all of this and literally helping us with our waste.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other examples of opportunities that waste presents?
Mm-hmm. You know, as you say, in South Africa, we've got an unemployment problem. There's great opportunities in waste management. It was quite amazing to see guys that have produced the scooters, even though they're noisy for kids,
mm-hmm.
it came from the waste that they collected in conjunction with the waste pickers in the area. They are in the East Rand, they're doing brilliant work. And another thing is that we can create T-shirts from waste that we collect from plastic. So it's a number of things that we can create. If at some point, I always dream of a day when each and every area could have a recycling facility led by a traditional leader or so, to say in a particular area, we will have a composting area, we will have a recycling area, because a lot of youth can be employed in those in those areas, and there's opportunities. I mean, the department does avail that those fundings, but it's just for people to know where to go. And nobody wants to do the dirty job, and waste management is a dirty job. But if we help them in our households, as we were saying, by separating the waste, they'll get that in the perfect
value.
Order.
Yeah, yes. The value of doing it. You know, I always try to say to people, there are so many opportunities in South Africa, but we do not want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see ourselves doing work that is not sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking at Instagram work. Everybody wants to sell shea butter, and mm-hmm. everybody wants to, you know, sell stuff that comes from China. But the stuff that the opportunities are right here. So I want to talk to SMEs. I want to talk to entrepreneurs mm-hmm. who are doing exactly this. If we have to sexify it, we can try.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, to earn a living, you have everything in your environment now to create opportunities for yourself. And waste, we have more than enough of it.
More than enough.
Some of it is not even ours.
Yeah.
We even import waste. and maybe there's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
But we need to look at the opportunities that waste give. So imagine the series that are going to come from the women who are doing work in the space.
Amazing.
It's going to be exciting, right?
Amazing.
So you and I are going to have lots of fun. Let's go grab a cup of coffee. We'll be back. Please stay tuned. This is Eat Up, Drink Up. It's brought to you by CGC SA and its partners. We are having wildly exciting conversations about the opportunities that food and the value chain of food provide you as a consumer, as a retailer, as a manufacturer, all of that. We're going to be walking this value chain up and down in our footsteps. All right. Catch you in the next one.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.